Yes?
George Radio 90.
Mr. President,
mm-hmm.
I've been in touch with Don Harnig.
Mm-hmm.
He says that Pickering tells him these pictures out there are awfully good, these pictures taken from the moonshot.
Yeah.
Now, our original plan had been to fly some back here tonight. And I was going to propose to you that possibly there could be a shot of you looking over the pictures at the breakfast table or something like that.
Good.
But Pickering believes, and I think we should consider it, that maybe we could bring him and Newell back. Have them present the pictures to you and have some pictures taken of that, and then while you're there, have a discussion of the significance of these pictures. Now,
all right, before the press?
Yes.
That's right. And when? When do you want to do it?
Well, any time in the morning, we can get them back by about 7:15. Now, this may require...
7:15 tomorrow morning?
Yeah, but you wouldn't have to be up that early.
No,
but, I mean, we'll get them back
10
here
o'clock
by 10 o'clock. Now, there's only one point. This may require trying to get a Jetstar or something to bring them back, because the last commercial plane leaves tonight. They think they can just make that commercial plane.
Well, I just tell them make it and talk to the airplane company and make them make it, because we can't send one out
right
there and come right back. If there's one out there, we could bring them in. But I think it'd take 4 or 5 hours to get out there.
Right, well, I'll have Kilduff down here early in the morning to receive them and get the mechanics
that's
set up, and I've got Buzz here now. I'll talk to him about it.
I'd sure talk to Buzz and Kidder. I told them today that I wanted them to work with you and that we had Buzz and Kidder
right
going to help, but I didn't want to say anybody's replacing you. And all those men said there, including Kiker and Wicker, Folliard said he's one of the finest we've ever had, and Cock and Wicker said we love him, unquote. So that was very good, and you have very high standing with him, and I told him that nobody had more respect for me and nobody I love more, and nobody always been right better than you. So they were left, I think, in a pretty good humor.
I sure appreciate that. Now, there's one other thing I wanted to propose for tomorrow, but at noon, after we get this other thing out of the way, have Harnig in this office and have Mac call the press in and have Harnig give them a background briefing on this international hydraulic here for a Monday a.m. release.
That's okay. You all just work it out. That's okay by me.
Excellent.
If I'm supposed to have anything, say it Buzz prepared.
I will. Now, the reason for this, I just wanted to explain this, is that if Mac calls them in and holds a briefing, they might start throwing curveball questions at him.
Yeah.
But if Mac just calls in, Mac
yeah
can set down the conditions
that's
so they
right
can't throw them at Harnig.
Okay.
And that way we're covered.
All right.
Okay, sir.